Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about the news, either the TV news or the news on the internet. It's always depressing, isn't it, Richard?
Unfortunately, yes. I often avoid the news. Sometimes you just can't. It's all bad.
It's always bad, and it gets you down, doesn't it?
It does.
And I think for me, sometimes when I feel very concerned about a certain story, it also makes me feel helpless because there's nothing really I can do.
Yes, a lot of the stories, heartbreaking stories.
I know.
It's all very grim.
I'm wondering whether people would be happier if they didn't watch the news or...
I think so, definitely.
Yeah. But the thing is, Richard, that there are positive developments. But good news stories, they just never make the headlines.
Often, they aren't as dramatic, you see, are they? Good news generally takes place over a longer period of time. The bad news is sudden. Someone dies, or there's an outbreak of disease. They're quite sudden, but the good news stories are a little bit more long-term.
You say that, Richard, but if you think about one of the big bad news stories was the Ebola outbreak, right?
Yes.
Now, that went on for months and months, all those grim headlines about how many people had died and the fact that people were terrified it was coming to the West and, you know, to Europe and America and everything. That went on for ages.
But
the virus has been largely defeated.
On the whole, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there are very few cases since West Africa was declared Ebola-free. But the end is in sight. Wow, isn't that cheerful news?
It is. Very good news.
But not such a big headline, unfortunately.
No. Another good news story, if you like, from last year is about global poverty.
Right.
Did you know that 25 years ago, a third of humanity were living in absolute poverty?
Well, that sounds awful. Are you saying it's better now?
Now it's fewer than 10%.
Wow, but...
Obviously, there are differences of opinion. How do you measure absolute poverty? But one thing is for sure, it's definitely decreasing poverty.
Which is uplifting.
Which is great. Great news. But you don't see this on the news, do you?
Yeah, and another thing that you often get on the news is climate change and carbon pollution and the link there.
Greenhouse effect, yes, all bad again.
But for the first time, China is showing a willingness to get on board and to cut its carbon emissions.
And they're going right ahead with a lot of green energy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Solar power, wind power. So that's good news. Again, you don't really hear very much about it.
So that's a shame, isn't it? Because it's the emphasis is always on the bleak stuff, those dismal headlines. No, we should have more uplifting stuff.
Yes, more joyful news.
So what about the listeners? What good news do you think we should make more of a fuss about?
We'd love to hear from you.